AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Secretary of State Antony Blinken made an unannounced visit to Ukraine today, a show of continuing support for Kyiv's efforts to repel Russia's invasion.
We're announcing new assistance totaling more than $1 billion in this common effort. That includes $665.5 million in new military and civilian security assistance.
A missile struck eastern Ukraine today, turning an outdoor market into a fiery, blackened ruin. At least 17 people killed, dozens wounded. This man says there was no military target here. In other news, a liberal group has filed a lawsuit seeking to bar former President Trump from the primary ballot in Colorado. The lawsuit contends Trump is ineligible to run under the 14th Amendment, aimed at candidates who have supported an insurrection. Meantime, Julie Walker has the latest on another Trump legal matter.
4 months after a jury found Donald Trump sexually abused and defamed advice columnist E. Jean Carroll, a federal judge has ruled still more of the ex-president's comments about her were libelous. The decision means an upcoming second civil trial will concern only how much more Trump has to pay Carroll. Wednesday's ruling stands to streamline significantly the second trial set for January. Julie Walker, New York.
A judge in San Bernardino County, California, has halted a school district policy that requires parents be notified if their children change their gender identification, saying the policy violates students' civil rights. Hurricane Lee is gathering strength over the Atlantic. The National Hurricane Center expects it to develop into a major hurricane by Saturday. And stocks fell on Wall Street. Seth Sutel has the closing numbers.
The S&P 500 fell 0.7% Wednesday. The Dow fell 198 points. That's about 0.6%. The Nasdaq Composite gave back 1.1%.
This is AP News. In case you missed it, Leo the cat is back with his family. Lisa Dwyer fills in the details.
You can now refer to Leo the cat as Lucky Leo. He was reunited with his owners in Juneau, Alaska, 26 days after the family's house fell into a swollen river during a glacial outburst flood in early August. Cat owners Elizabeth Wilkins and Tom Schwartz were in Oregon on a mountain biking trip at the time. Video of the river washing away their house went viral. They lost most of their possessions, but someone posted a photo of Leo on a local Facebook page. Wilkins immediately knew it was the COVID kitten they had rescued in 2020. Wilkins says Leo was a little thinner, but otherwise fine. The first night he was reunited with his family, Lucky Leo was able to eat 4 cans of tuna and kill a mouse. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Thanks, Lisa. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.